Jazz is full of surprises. So I'm going to, and I'm the queen of the short poem. So I'm going to segue two poems together in hopes of answering Masani's questions before she tries to ask me those questions in the interview. The first piece is called My Poetica, and it is dedicated to my mentor as a writer, blues poet Sterling D. Plump, two P's at the end. If you have never heard of him, you really should. You really should. The second piece is called Welcome Song for the Return of the Lost Tribe, and that is dedicated to my mentor in music, composer, band leader, extraordinaire Cahill El-Zabar of Chicago. My Poetica. A poem must breathe, feel, think, sing. Burst the heavy clouds of its muddy silence. A poem forgets to remove its shoes, plants its feet on holy ground, and prays anyway. A poem carries a nickel bag of my DNA, recording each step of my father and mother's helix duet. A poem lies, cheats, steals, and still redeems itself. A poem chooses wisely or not, but knows its choice is eternal in the moment. Although rhythmic words trickle from the rim of my first eye and dive from the tip of my nose, although melodic word drips from my hips, finger, toe tips, and lips, although there be words here, words there, words rip roaring everywhere, all I really, really hear is music. Lost songs found only in the screams of my dreams. Lost songs nestled in the cleavage of the middle passage. Lost songs buried in the bowels of a lost people found where defiled horizons become virgin again. So I sing, sing a lost song found. Baptized with yesteryear's tears, christened by wide awake vision, so ancient that birth be their name. So I sing, sing a lost song found, resounding from that place where I am no longer bound, and hurt is no longer my name. So I sing, sing a lost song found, that we all may be free. Thank you.